The UNC Charlotte campus is in mourning today after a shooter opened fire early Tuesday evening, killing two and injuring four. Police have the 22-year-old suspected shooter in custody. The shooting took place on the final day of classes and has shaken the university's campus and the city at large. WFAE's Nick De La Canal has a recap of the events surrounding the shooting and the questions that law enforcement has been left to examine.
At 5:45 p.m. Tuesday, Casey Jacobson, a UNC Charlotte senior, was inside an on-campus Chick-fil-A when a group of students sprinted inside, some marked with blood.
They were screaming, someone was shooting. Sounds like one of the girls that was in there had a bullet graze her face from what it looked like. There was blood on the side of her face. We didn't know what it was.
The students were running into the dining area from the Kennedy Building, which houses the school's information and technology services near the center of campus. Inside the campus Chick-fil-A, employees quickly marshaled the students into a back room where Jacobson said he huddled with his friend and about 20 other students as they contacted family members and tried to comfort one another.
We saw some people that were definitely not fine. It happened. They saw it happen, but we were just trying to calm them down.
Within minutes, the school sent out a campus-wide active shooter alert. Shots reported near Kennedy, it read, run, hide, fight. Secure yourself immediately. UNC Charlotte senior Ari Seal said he was inside the campus gym at the time, where employees shut off the lights, turned off the music, and instructed students to shelter.
They just said to follow the safety drills, whatever we have, and you know, stay safe, stay away from the windows and doors. The campus is on lockdown.
He said he huddled inside the darkened gym for what felt like an hour before an officer gave them the all clear. Elsewhere on campus, teachers and students barricaded classroom doors and hid inside closets. At the school's football stadium, where students had lined up to see an end-of-year concert featuring Waka Flocka Flame, the stadium gates were flung open and the students ushered inside to find safety. At a press conference later in the day, campus police chief Jeff Baker said the campus was secured and his officers on the scene within minutes of the first shots, thanks to quick reporting from an on-campus caller. He said the shooter, who was armed with a pistol, had opened fire inside the Kennedy Building, but didn't have time to leave the room before he was confronted and disarmed by officers.
And our officers one officer immediately went to the suspect to take him down.
The suspect was taken into custody and identified as Tristan Terrell. He's a 22-year-old who's lived in Charlotte since 2014 and is a prior resident of Mansfield, Texas. Police have not said what motive Terrell may have had. The campus police chief said his officers had fortunately been training for an active shooter scenario, but nevertheless were shaken by the reality of the events.
I just can't tell you the remorse all of us have, and I know everyone has, throughout the Charlotte-Mecklenburg community, probably throughout our nation, to know that we have had this type of an incident occur on our campus.
UNC Charlotte's Chancellor Philip Dubois said in a statement that Tuesday was the saddest day in UNC Charlotte's history, and said the tragedy may affect the school's upcoming commencement ceremony, which is scheduled for May 10th and 11th.
I think I counted up almost 5,000 students graduating at the end of next week, both undergraduate and graduate, and they're deeply affected by this tragedy as well, so we have to think carefully about how that ceremony is conducted in memory of these individuals.
In the meantime, the school has canceled all final exams through Sunday. The shooting is already prompting calls to action among some in local government, such as Mecklenburg County Commissioner Susan Hardin, who's also a teacher at UNCC. She was on her way to a county meeting upon learning of the shooting and says it shows a need for laws to keep guns out of the hands of dangerous people.
This is especially not what we want on our educational campuses. Schools should be safe. Universities should be safe.
Malcolm Graham, a former state senator and Charlotte City Councilman, says though tragic, the shooting isn't surprising. He said he should know as he lost his sister in the Charleston church shooting in 2015.
This is becoming too normal in America, and we have to have the fortitude, the moral courage to do something about it. And the answers are right in front of us.
Many students, for their part, said it still came as a shock. UNC student Laura Olmos said she'd read about other shootings in the news, but could she have thought it would come to her university?
No. It's like, now we're one of those schools. It's so crazy.
Students have planned to gather tonight for a vigil to remember the lives lost in yesterday's shooting. Meanwhile, the investigation will continue under the direction of the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department with assistance from the FBI. For WFAE News, I'm Nick Delacanal.